Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We have a big court case. We're well represented. And we're going to see what happens. I mean, we have to have security in our country. We have to have the ability. And if you remember, ISIS said, we are going to infiltrate the United States and other countries through the migration.
They did say that. What's going on, party people? Have a Tuesday. Right now, the Ninth Circuit Court is hearing the arguments. This thing was put together so fast. This whole travel moratorium. I'm not using the word ban, because people are still allowed to travel. You just can't come here. Remember, you can go somewhere, just not here. And I love how CNN starts it. Tens of thousands of people are waited on bated breath. Like, what? What are you talking about? Not tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. Come on. Slow our roll here. Slow it down. So this was put together so fast that you can actually... You can listen. That's it. There's no cameras. It's all done via phone because there was no way to get everybody in the same place at the same time. So they're now hearing this via the phone. So there we go. It's being debated right now. State of Washington versus Donald J. Trump. Will it or won't it? I'm going to tell you guys a secret. Get close to the radio. This is the most liberal court in the land. There's no chance that this thing is ever going to fly here. Okay? Just let you guys know. Just let you know. I'm letting you guys know that the travel moratorium for these seven nations is probably not going to fly in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Just letting you know. Donald Trump was asked about this earlier today, clip number two, talking about the ban and whether or not it may end up at the Supreme Court.
Good. We'll see. Hopefully it doesn't have to. It's common sense. You know, some things are law, and I'm all in favor of that. And some things are common sense. This is common sense.
Well, first of all, everything, all the law things we got to follow here. I know that the government's not always good at doing that. We get that. You know, some things are law, and yeah, we should probably follow some of that. But some of it's common sense. And this is... first of all, this affects you none. All right, let me explain how this affects you. Zero, zilch, nada. You're not traveling to these countries. You're not coming from these countries. Chances are you don't know anybody who's doing the same. And if you do, then you need to convey to them, this is a temporary situation while we look at a vetting process. That's it. This is not a forever ban. This is not any of those things. This is a moratorium. I think he has precedence on his side. I think he's going to win this thing. Might not be here. I think Supreme Court's going to decide it. Congress a long time ago gave the president the opportunity to decide who gets to come into this country. His first and foremost, as the president of these here United States of America, is to protect our shores, to protect our sovereign land, to protect us as a nation. That is it. And if he feels that somebody or some organization or some group may come into this country and try to overthrow and or kill us and or, you know, destroy our way of life, he has the right, according to the Constitution and what Congress has given them in the past, to say, I have the right to decide who comes here and who doesn't. There you go. It's not, I don't know what you're thinking about. Look, it's not the Ninth Court. Is not gonna. They're the most liberal of all, right? They are the most liberal. This is probably, out of these three judges, this is probably where the person who would have been chosen from, as far as who would have been sitting on the Supreme Court, had Hillary won. That's how liberal they are. So it's just who cares? And it doesn't affect you. I mean, man, it doesn't affect you. 99% of this crap doesn't affect you. None of it does. It's interesting. It's funny to laugh at. It's interesting to hear about. But the truth is, we're not. I mean, you know, producer Phil, when's the last time you went to Yemen?
Oh, gee, that's always on one of my places. That's my go-to summer vacation spot.
That is our go. Well, Well, we, and for those of you who are just new to the show, producer Phil and I are not big fans of going to certain places on Earth. And, you know, places where lightning strikes a lot is also another one of our places we're not going. But Yemen is not on your list. Iran is probably not on your list. Iraq is probably not on your list. Syria is probably not on your list. Somalia, Sudan, probably not on your list. All right? You know, and most of the other 40-some predominantly Muslim nations, probably not on your list. So does not affect you. Not that they're not beautiful. Not that some of those countries are gorgeous. Well, not anymore because they've been destroyed. But, you know, by and large, yeah. You know, not on the list. So let's get over it. Well, Chad, this is, you understand, he is. Look, the argument that they're making, if you want to make, I'm going to keep it simple, stupid. These people aren't giving due process. That's one of the arguments. The second argument that they're making is there's a means test, and this is against Muslims. And you can see by the comments that he's made in the past that this is about Muslims in general. Those are what people are saying. Can they prove it? Well, they'll prove it in the Ninth, you know, Circuit Court. I don't think that's really a, you know, that's going to be hard. I mean, again, this is the most liberal court in the land. Woohoo. Does not affect you. Zero, zilch, nada. Zip. What affects you is what affects you. Today, pick up kids from soccer practice, take them home. Kids got homework. One of the kids is sick. Your wife is going to be late because she's got a big business meeting. You got to take care of stuff. Your husband's going to be late because he's out of, or he's not even going to be there because he's out of town on business. And you've got school stuff to do. And you got to make sure the kids get ready. You've got a big test to study for. Those things matter. Honestly, these people that are bitching, whining, and moaning, does not matter. Does not matter. Zero. Really. And I know people will tweet, yo, it does matter. No, it really does. And it does not affect you. First of all, the chance of you being attacked in a terrorist activity is so minute. It is so minute. It really is. It really, I mean, it is so small. Chances of you falling in your garage, in your bathtub, in your kitchen, off the roof, off a ladder, way greater. Way greater. Should we call for a ban on ladders? Right? An executive order banning ladders. That means the only way you can get to the roof is if you have one of those bucket machines. Something say maybe build scaffolding. There you go. I mean, that's it sounds stupid, but I mean, think about it. We had, what, 34,000 plus people last year die from drugs? 34,000 plus people? 140 cops shot, killed? Tonight, in your town, no matter where you are, somebody's going to go to bed hungry, and somebody's going to go to bed outside because they have nowhere to live and they may not wake up. All those people that are bitching about, oh, you should let these people in. All those people are saying we should let them out and we should keep them there and we shouldn't let them in ever. All those people screaming, yelling at each other. There's bigger things that we need to worry about. Let them fight it out like this. It's not a big deal. I know. It's not the line that every talk radio host should be taking. Geez, Chad, you've got to be super patriotic. I'm very patriotic. I think I've said over and over again, we need to vet in a much better way. There's got to be something we're missing. It can't just be luck. And I'm not saying this way is completely the worst way, but I there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, for the next 90 days, we're going to have a moratorium on travel. And there should have been a common sense, which it wasn't applied to this, about people who've already been here, or people who need medical care, stuff like that. But then outside of that, you know what? We say we got 90 days. We're not telling you can't come here. We're just saying you can't come right now. We want you to come here. We want to make sure you're okay. We don't want anybody to be suspicious of you. We want to know that when you arrive on these shores, A, you're happy to be here, and B, we welcome you with open arms without the fear of your neighbor saying, oh, this person wasn't vetted correctly. There's ways you can spin this thing to make it sound good. They did not do that. They did not. Zero. There we go. And we're going to have this fight. It's going to go on for the next hour or so. I think that's all the hearing is going to last. And it's going to be on the telephone. They should have done it via Skype. That would have been better. And then when everything is said and done, they're going to, you know, I mean, the ruling is going to be what the ruling is, which essentially is they're going to find it unconstitutional and say that he's overstepped his boundaries. I'm just throwing it out there. And then this will eventually get kicked up to the Supreme Court because there'll be another appeal. Whether or not they'll get an expedited hearing, I don't know. And when all is said and done, you know, they're going to look and say there's precedent on his side. And the Constitution says he has the right to do this. And we move on with our lives. And then people go out and march. They'll step over the homeless people. They'll step over the kids who can't read and write because the schools are crumbling. They'll step over the people who are still struggling to get decent water in areas. They'll step over the homeless vets so they can throw a fit over people that they're turning into heroes who've done nothing more than travel here and have a great opportunity and were put out for a little bit. Solid. Good to know where your priorities are. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I've got a poll up on the Twitter. There's the Twitter, kids. If you don't know what that is, that's what the youngsters are using now. Actually, we're going to talk about that. That's an interesting thing that we're going to talk about. And if people are using Twitter anymore, especially advertising and URL, because there's an interesting study out. Right now, though, one of the big things is, should public universities be free? That's what I got up there right now. 8% says yes, 92% say no way. Zero, zilch, nada. And I've also got something about Betsy DeVos, who's the new education secretary as well. But, and again, you don't know who she is, so that's all you care about. You don't know who she is. We've got our urban word straight ahead. It's actually the greatest phrase ever. I don't even have to bring it to you. Wait till you hear this girl say what she says. It is epic, and the meme is everywhere. It's the Chad Benson Show.
How the hell does that happen?
That just might be the dumbest idea I've ever heard, ever.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
I tell you what, I don't even know how to describe this. I can't describe this in the right way. This isn't even going to be the urban word. This is going to be the urban phrase of the year, I think. Memes are everywhere. Let's get busy with it. It's called our urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
All right. She was on Dr. Phil the other day. We'll play cut two here. It's just what she says, and it's everywhere. I think it's safe to say this meme is everywhere. If you know what she's saying, I would be surprised. But this is the hot new meme and apparently the urban word that all the youngsters are using now. Take a listen, my dear.
Huh? Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside and she'll go outside and do what she has to do.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Cash me outside. How about that? Cash me. You know what that means? It means cast me outside. How about that? Like, she doesn't even finish her words. Let's take it out back. Essentially, you know what? We could take this outside and we could squabble. We could fight. We could throw knuckles. We could do that. We could do that. Cash me outside. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
We did stretch your cranium. I was telling producer Phil last night, I'm up late because I rarely sleep. And this commercial comes on. And at first I thought I was like, oh, I must have been on the wrong channel. This has to be a joke. It is a party line. Remember those party lines where you'd call like 888 whatever, like, you know, great looking girls. Woohoo! They're all, it's singles are in your area. And it, first of all, too, the girls look just like they did from the 1990s. When was those things last around? I couldn't even tell you.
I don't know.
It was, you know, like what, the 80s, 90s? Like the advent of the internet just killed the party line. But the fact that they have a party line, and this is great because, are you lonely? And this one girl's like, would you like some advice? What? What advice can I get from you? Please tell me. Hi? Hi. How are you? I think I have the wrong number. Is this Jack in the Box?
Chad, it's only $2.99 a minute. Hot singles are waiting now.
That's what it is. Hot singles. Hot singles. Come on now. That was great. Did you think they outsourced them? You got somebody with a, you know, hello there. My name is Karen. I don't think your name's Karen. Would you like hot advice? No, I don't want any hot advice. Okay, give me a little advice. You have a stock tip? What are you doing? You $3.99 a minute. Who pays that?
Whoever paid that?
It is just, I was dumbfounded. I was like, this isn't happening. This doesn't exist anymore. Are we going retro? Is this retro? You know how those, like the urban, you know, like the cool hipsters want to go super urban and they want to go way back in the day. It's like, I only listen to stuff on vinyl. Is this what it is now? It's like, oh, I got off the internet looking at all the nudie stuff. I'm now chatting with people online. Instead, I went right to my phone. Who paid that? $2.99 a minute. Hold on. I got to call. Who was the lady that was the psychic? What was her name?
Miss Cleo? Call him now for your free ridden.
You know what's great? For all of her psychicness, she couldn't see the IRS coming and she couldn't see death. Chad, you're a jerk. Super Bowl. Man, I tell you what. Get ready for this. Hashtags? Not so much. As far as URLs? No. 30% use hashtags. Only 41% use URLs in their commercials. And this is what I found astonishing. I didn't realize there was this much of a hit in the NFL as far as, and we're going to talk a little bit later about this, but did you know that, was it in 2015, there was 224 million people that watched it? Last year, there was 111 million people and just under that this year. That's a massive hit. That is a massive hit. Still, this is what's crazy. It was still $5 million a spot. $5 million a spot for 30 seconds. Nuts. That is absolutely nuts. But they're staying away from hashtags and URL. They said that the companies are saying, we're trying to figure out other ways to bring people to our stores and to reach us rather than just do the usual URL or hashtag. We need another way to actually make revenue off people. Crazy. Crazy, kids. It's all changing. It's happening so fast. For $9.99 a minute. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. I'm free, and that's all you need to know, kids. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. Women, we love you. We're going to get to you in a second. Talk about the greatness that is women. Give you a quick update. Right now, there's a phone hearing going on to decide whether or not the travel ban case, as they call it, or as I like to call it, the moratorium on travel from seven certain countries that, I don't know, maybe don't have America's best interest at heart. If that's going to be upheld, overturned, who knows what's going to happen? I have no idea. Could not tell you that, but I'm going to go out on the limb because I am a seasayer and say that the Ninth Circuit Court, which is the most liberal in the land, is probably going to poo-poo Trump's travel moratorium, and it'll eventually go upstairs to the Supreme Court. When? I don't know. We'll figure it out. It's interesting, though. It's completely interesting. If you're into politics, this is interesting. You know what's funny? It's I think more people are interested in the end result, right? The end result is what more people are interested in. And I'm even that way sometimes. Like today I read a great article, but I'll be honest with you. It was so long after a while. I was like, it's like reading a book. And then I read another article that was like, it gave me everything I wanted. Do you know what I mean? It gave me all of the things I needed, and it did it in two paragraphs. It's like, why can't you do that? Some people get so worried. It's like, well, I'm going to craft something. They craft something. I need something that's 25,000 words. It was just so long and wordy. Look, all I want is the end result here. What? I don't care about any of the other stuff because it's going up to the Supreme Court, so it really doesn't matter. But let's pretend that you care. But most of us care about the end result, right? I mean, that's me. I don't know about you, but, you know, is it a yay or nay? And can we move on from this? And what does this mean for people? Are more people going to be detained? Are they going to be waterboarded? Because that's the way that people made the travel moratorium sound the other day is that these people got off the plane. They were tasered. They were strip searched. They were then taken into a room. They were waterboarded and asked if they knew of any other terrorists or ISIS people located in the region that they just came from. And will they be following them to commit heinous crimes in this country? Or what really happened is there was a lot of confusion and people probably were just hung up on the other side and they probably got some snacks and they sat around trying to figure out exactly what was going to go on. And then a few hours later, a judge overturned the travel moratorium and they got to travel through. But by then they were made to be champions of the world, freedom and democracy. That's kind of what happened. That's the reality of it all right there. That's the reality of it all. Women love them. Amazing. Incredible. Had a huge march. 500,000 people. Not quite sure exactly what the march was about. It's because he's sexist and he's the patriarchal, evil man. Is that what it was? Because he's a sexual assaulter? Well, I don't exactly know what the entire march was about. I think it was a lot of different things. But now, apparently, on the 17th, and I think it's this month, I'm not quite sure. Nope, it's going to be March. It's going to be called A Day Without a Woman. Or is it the 17th this month? I'm not quite sure. Day Without a Woman is what they're shooting for. And what they're hoping to do is get a good portion of women to stay away from work, to not spend any money, and to show them the power that they have. Now, I'm curious about this. Who are them? Do we know? Is it just Trump? Is it the entire administration? Is it the government? Is it all men? Like, am I lumped into this? Did I do something? Because Valentine's Day is coming up. I'm just saying. Phil, did you do something that we didn't know about?
Not that I'm aware of yet.
Well, you're never aware, right, as a man? Do you know what you did? No, but I think I'm going to find out. So they're going to, look, I am 100% behind women. Equal pay, I think we need that. Saw the Super Bowl ad over the weekend, you know, with the equal pay and, you know, why is grandpa worth more than grandma? Why is daddy worth more than mom? It was, I get where they were going with that. I'm 100% behind women in a lot of stuff. Now, I'm not going to be an ass kiss like a lot of people out there because in the end, my world revolves around me and my family and friends. And it sounds, you know, whatever. I really don't care. I mean, I'm 100% behind you if it's, you know, if I think it's worth it. I don't know what you're trying to prove here because the way I'm picturing this here is you're boycotting date to be determined. All right. So somebody else told me the 17th. Date to be determined. But is it men? Are you mad at men altogether? Is this are you mad at a particular older white man that sits in the White House? That's my curiosity here. I'm trying to put things down, trying to figure stuff out. Where exactly are? Why are you pissed? What do we do? How do we rectify this? It can't just be this guy in the White House. There's got to be more to it than that. And how many people? You got 500,000 people to show up, but not a lot of people miss work. Work's a different story. Like, if you don't have a job, here's the other thing. If there's 200,000 or 100,000 people that participate and they don't have jobs, that doesn't really, because we're not going to miss that, right? Like, well, I don't have a job, so I'm not working. You weren't working anyways. But I think we need to have a conversation about this. Again, and us men, we need to be open and honest. You know, women are becoming a massive part of the workforce now. And within the next decade or so, they're going to be on equal terms in a lot of places. And over the next two decades, based on all the data I'm seeing, that women are going to be a dominant in the workforce. It's going to happen. They're graduating college faster. They're climbing the ladder. They're working. You know, they're busting their ass. They're getting opportunities, which is fantastic. I always think, I don't care if I have, if it's 100 men or 100 women or 100 slugs. If they can get the job done, they get it done. I don't care. But this kind of stuff to me, it's playing off each other, right? Especially when I'm completely not really understanding. And I've talked to two or three women that went to the march, and they each give me a different answer of why they were there. One was because they don't want to see their daughters grow up in the society that they grew up. I'm like, slow up, slow down, please. Come on. One, it was because of choice, you know. And the other one, it was just they were there to support women. So there wasn't any, the Tea Party we talk about. Why was the Tea Party so successful? Because they focused. They did one singular thing, and they did it well. This is who we are. This is what we're about. No confusion, none of that stuff. So you're going to show us by not showing up to work and not spending money the strength that you have in the economy? We know that. Look, I work in the entertainment industry. I work in this, I work in an industry where we gear a lot of stuff towards women. Like, what's the number one thing? Oh, it's 25, 54 women. I mean, you hear this stuff. You look at the Super Bowl ads. What's it about? Oh, it's cutesy. Why? It's geared at women. Because the whole thought process is women control the pocketbook. Women do. So now we got a grassroots group also calling for a national general strike on February 17th. What's the strike? Is this going to be like, what was that movie? And it was, the Chicago. I know it's a famous play, but the Spike Lee did it last year. Chirac. Is that what it was called? Where women stopped having sex with men until they stopped the violence. Chirac. And I know it was a play, too. Is that where we're going? Are we not going to have sex now because women are upset? That's not good. Producer Phil, how you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm not feeling
that. Exactly. Yeah, we're not feeling that. You're going to lose our support. It's like that's the same version of you getting in front of people during the traffic, right? You're going home and all of a sudden people are walking down the freeway and you're like, oh, God, really? That's that same thing. Yeah, I was in it, honey, but now I'm not getting any, so I'm not in the game anymore. Sorry. Chad, that is rude. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Call the program as well, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Talk a little NFL and why they're having huge issues and what's in front of them. And by the way, if you have a Vizio, you're going to want to hear this. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Awesome! Awesome!
If you had a Vizio, that may be true, actually. What? I got a Vizio. Yeah, well, if you do, they had to pay $2.2 million to settle charges. Because essentially they've been monitoring the viewing habits of over 11 million TVs without the consent over the course of 2 years. The main problem was Vizio TVs had tracking features turned on by default instead of opt-out in the settings, like many of the other manufacturers. Sometimes they hide that to trick you into accepting. So the newer Vizio TVs that run the company's SmartCast system has the tracking turned off by default. What have they been tracking? Well, lots of stuff. I mean, they've been tracking all kinds of stuff. The data that they've had is, they can check. It's crazy now. I mean, our technology is so smart. It is nuts. They can talk about, sex, age, income, marital status, household size, education, home ownership, home value. They sell those analytics to ad companies, and those people then target advertise you. So Vizio's excited about the data service, but it didn't do it right. So while you're at home and you're watching something, Vizio's picking that up. It's picking up what you're watching down, if you will. And that's making you uncomfortable, as it should. I mean, you know, the craziness of the technology that we have. We were reading a story about a guy who's pacemaker. And based off, this was an arson crime, and it was this thing where based on the actions of what it took to cause the fire and to do all of this stuff, they could tell by his pacemaker that that was impossible for him to do anything like that, because it, the register on there, it just would have been impossible. It's like, this is the stuff that's happening. Wait till people, we hear those things all the time. I would be terrified if there's that kind of stuff inside of it, the chips and things like that, you know, something that you could pick up computer-wise, because you got those chips and everybody. Phil, do you have chips on your new, like ATM card and stuff like that?
Yes,
you have the
yes,
chip?
I do.
Well, guess what? It's not working. It actually does nothing for you. It's causing more fraud than usual.
And it did takes forever.
Ever. You stick it in there and you wait and you get it. No, don't premature. Rip it out, because then we got to start all over again. So it takes forever and ever and ever, and it's not working. But technology is so far, so crazy advanced. I was thinking of this. If I know you've got a pacemaker and I can hack into stuff and I can do certain things, and I know that a hospital is going to give me $100,000 just to return their computer system back to them, because it's easier than them going and hiring somebody that's going to cost them $500,000 in lost revenue just for the day. By the time they figure everything out, maybe in the millions. So they'll just pay me to go away. Why couldn't I do the same thing to a human being? I know you got a pacemaker, so I'm going to make you go crazy. Otherwise, give me $20,000, $50,000. That's nuts. Well, they're not at that point. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not yet, but they may be sooner rather than later. If it's made of computer stuff, there's somebody who can hack into it. Disney.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Mickey. Welcome to Disney. ESPN's killing us.
ESPN is owned by the Walt Disney Company.
I know, Chad. I just said that.
We get it, Mickey. Slow your roll. They reported a very nice revenue. $14.8 billion. $1.55 a share is what they're passing out to folks. Their revenue was up. At the movies, huge. At the parks, big. But ESPN, as they're saying, is this giant anchor.
It is the worst thing ever. It is killing us. And I love sports.
I know, Mickey. So what's happening is ESPN 2011 had like 110 million subscribers. They have 88 million now, and that's going away because people are cutting the cord. And as much as we are, look, as you can predict that the newspaper industry was going to struggle, right? You could look and say that. You could predict that the TV industry would somewhat struggle. You could predict that, you know, they're not really struggle. They were having more of a struggle with having to compete with cable networks than anything else. But I don't think anybody saw them losing this much, because so many of us out there just cutting the cord. We want no part of what any of these things have to offer. And you would say, okay, great. Well, what do I do now? Because I want to have I want this here. I want ESPN, but I don't want to pay the, you know, God knows how much just to have basic cable. Why can't I get it a la carte? Cable companies aren't going to let you do that. They're going to sign ironclad contracts to make sure that you stick, that ESPN sticks solely with there. They don't want to lose their subscriber base. They're already struggling as is. People are cutting the cord left, right, and center. I mean, this is one of those things where you're going to look back in 15 years and people go, do you remember cable? Oh my God, that was so much fun. Oh, kids, it was a long time ago. There was this thing called cable. I mean, and I think you can look out and say, yeah, that's probably going to happen one day, but I don't think they predicted it was going to happen this fast. This fast. It's happening at lightning speed. It's crazy. That's where they're losing money. And they're losing money on the fact that less subscribers, they get $7 a month for each one of those subscribers. So you just lost, what, like $250 million a month? That's a lot of money to lose. But you're having to pay top dollar to get the NFL, the NBA, things like that. The NFL's got, they've got a huge viewership problem. It's the millennials. Millennials don't want to watch football. They don't want to spit. They can't sit somewhere for 20 seconds. The only place they're going to sit for 20 seconds is to play video games. That's the only place they're going to sit anywhere for any length of time is to play video games and to watch people play video games. They sure in the hell don't want to watch football for 4 hours. They don't. Football's got a problem. Just like baseball, and the NBA's trying to figure it out too. How do we get the games under 2 hours? How do we get you in this building and out of this building in 2 hours and 15 minutes? Football, you don't, that's not happening. You're not getting there at 12 o'clock, 12:15 and leaving at 2 o'clock and the game's over. Hell no, that's not happening. You got a program for the millennials. You have to look out there, and they want video games, and they want to watch it online, and they don't want to pay anything for it. And that's the way this world's going. So you better figure out a different way to bring ad revenue. Got to.
We're working on it. We're working really, really hard.
Bet you are.
I said hard, huh? Hello, everybody.
The Chad Benson Show Facebook.
At Chad Benson Show Twitter.
Exactly, Mickey.
What's your text line?
323-538-2423.
323-538-2423. Wrote it down. Pass it out at the park everywhere.
It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.